Well, hopefully for the last time I can talk about Ubisoft, but I have a feeling that will never be the case. Anyways, this episode is the breaking news about the follow-up from Assassin's Creed Shadows for their company, Ubisoft. And we've talked about Ubisoft ad nauseum, and we've talked about the ways that their stock has dropped and their image has dropped. Well, one of the big things that we've talked about also is whether or not Assassin's Creed Shadows would be enough to keep this company from getting sold. Well, things have moved, and it's not what I expected. So stick around. Let's take a listen. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Right Click. As always, Birdman here. And as you heard in the intro, we are talking Ubisoft, and specifically talking the aftermath of Assassin's Creed Shadows. Now, I'm going to summarize Assassin's Creed Shadows' release and its impact in a very short summary, because there's really not all that much to talk about, if we're being completely honest. Now, what came after and really what happened today at Thursday, a time of recording, which is, March 27th. Here's the big thing. Here's the quick summary. So they are claiming that they have hit over 3 million players. They have released exactly zero proof of that. And I mean literally zero. On top of that, that's not actual sales numbers. They refuse to release any sales numbers. Now, the only legitimate metric that we have that we as individuals can look at is what the Steam player counts are. Steam is not a reliable way of tracking player counts for a game like this because, well, with respect, they do a lot of business for consoles. A game like Assassin's Creed has been around so long, and it really is a perfect platform for consoles. It just is. Well, here's the thing. Steam is saying that they peaked at a concurrent player base of about 64,000 players, and they put out an internal email at Ubisoft saying that don't worry about PC player counts because they only make up, like, I want to say it was like 12%. Now, with respect, that's practically no money if we're talking about Steam specific. Now, Ubisoft has its own launcher, and you can basically pay for $15 for a month of their service and get the game included. Play it for a month, you're only out $15. If I was going to deign to give them my money, that's probably how I would do it. Or I'd just play it on an Xbox or a PlayStation. But still, I'm not giving them full $70 for this game. That's a personal opinion. However, they're claiming they've hit today 3 million players for the game. There's no statistics that are public to back that. And the fact that they're not talking the actual sales numbers is shady as all get out and should be taken with a grain of salt. That is just industry truth. That's not a shot just specifically at Ubisoft. Now, here's where we get into a weird back and forth. So, we've talked about Ubisoft in the past and their stock numbers. I'm going to switch it over real quick. Forgive the weird screen. This is the best way I could do to center it up here. But anyways, we're looking at year-to-date right now of Ubisoft stock. Now, in the last month, you can see this is where people were really talking about how crazy it was. And to be fair, they have had some pretty insane ups and downs. Now, again, year to date, they're down 4.5%. They have tanked, and you can see drastically. And this comes with the release. This is when it was supposed to launch originally. This is when it got pushed to. It started to climb early March, and it makes sense based off of information that came out. And then, obviously, this is the day that it launched, March 20th. And you can see it sunk to a pretty crazy low. That's rough. Now, here's why I bring this up. The stock has been back and forth. We have talked about that freaking ad nauseum. But here's the big ticket item. Here's what came out today. There is actually movement within the company. So Screen Time posted this. Ubisoft is forming a brand new subsidiary with Tencent. We have talked about Tencent in the past. They're one of the biggest gaming industry or gaming companies in the world because they do friggin' everything. They have their hands in absolutely everything. Now, typically you see Tencent and it's more of a mobile format. Doesn't even matter here because Tencent is huge. This new subsidiary is currently valued at $4.3 billion. This includes IPs, Assassin's Creed, Far Cry, and Rainbow Six. They're big three. Ubisoft's biggest three names in their IP lineup right now. Okay, makes sense. Now, Tencent is investing $1.16 billion, I believe that's euros, or pounds, to acquire, what, I don't even know what this is, doesn't matter, to acquire 25% stake of Ubisoft. So clearly this tells you everything you need to know. Ubisoft is not performing well, and they released Shadows with the hopes of not saving the company, but bolstering its metrics enough to make investors go, okay, it has some value and some worth to it. This is a very obvious play. This was never ever intended to be the saving grace of Ubisoft. I don't think that they anticipated it would be that. Now, here's an article from investing.com breaking this down. Ubisoft Entertainment, the French video game company, announced on Thursday that it's forming a subsidiary with an enterprise value of approximately $4.3 billion. This new entity will include AC, Far Cry, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six. Okay, great. Chinese multinational conglomerate Tencent Holdings Limited is set to invest $1.16 billion for a 25% stake in this newly formed subsidiary. In exchange for a royalty, the new entity will hold licenses for the intellectual property of the games. Ubisoft, established by the Guillemot family in France, has been actively seeking new investors for its video game properties. Now, we've talked about this in the past. I'm gonna break in real quick. This is important. We have talked about this, and we've talked about how the Guillemot family knows where Ubisoft is at, and it's not great. They know that they need investors because, let's call it what it is, they've sank beloved IPs. That's just the truth, and they knew that. They knew this was coming. Carrying on, the value of this new unit exceeds the current enterprise value of Ubisoft, which is insane, including a significant milestone for the company. Ubisoft CEO Yves Guillemot shared his enthusiasm about this development, stating, quote, and this is big, "Today, Ubisoft is opening a new chapter in its history. This is both a foundational step in changing Ubisoft's operational model that will enable us to be both agile and ambitious." Yes. "The new subsidiary will not only include the teams working on the mentioned titles, but will also manage the back catalog and any forthcoming games under development. The strategic move by Ubisoft and Tencent's investment marks a significant moment in the gaming industry." And that is a fair point. This is a significant moment because Ubisoft has been its own pillar and been a huge one at that for a long time in the gaming industry. Like, a really long time in the gaming industry. Now, granted, they've done some stupid stuff, and I'm not a Tencent fan. Honestly, in my opinion, if it was going to go to anybody, Tencent makes the most from a business makes the most sense from a business standpoint and the least sense from a game development standpoint. And it's kind of a double-edged sword because it does have game development benefits, but the reality is Tencent is they are a bull in a china shop in the gaming industry. They make gacha games. They make mobile games, which are mostly gacha games in the first place. So this is great for Ubisoft's life support. It's not great, realistically, for the consumer. And I could be proven wrong, and I'm happy to be proven wrong, but track record speaks volumes, and it always has. That's the part that really bugs the fire out of me. It's hard for me to be positive about Ubisoft because they've squandered so many good opportunities, and I'm in a weird position, and I know if you've watched past videos and my last one about the release of Shadows did some numbers on Right Side, and a lot of people got involved, man. A lot of people got in comments more than we normally do. People have no damned clue what they're talking about. I'm sorry to be heavy-handed. I'm sorry if I sound like a jerk. But I have been a beloved backer of Assassin's Creed for as long as I can remember. It really bothers me to see this. And honestly, I'm going to say this directly, unapologetically. If you genuinely believe that my stance and problems with Assassin's Creed Shadows stems from it having a black main character, you're a friggin' moron. I am not going to sit here and argue this garbage in the comments, on Twitter, because if you genuinely believe that, you didn't watch the last video, and you are so intent on letting your anger guide your emotions and your logic that you've lost all logic. I say that with no uncertainty because this is garbage. You took a beloved IP, you shoved identity politics into it, and then you rewrote actual history for the first time. And don't give me the BS of, well, they've always been historical fiction. Yes, but there's underlayments of legitimate historical value, and that's always been the point. You can't argue that they have actually been teaching tools from multiple of past iterations because it exists in the game. We broke it down on this channel. I pulled it up and we played through it. I am saying this because it's important. Ubisoft went out of their way to spit on an entire culture insofar as getting the government involved because people were changing legitimate history documentation to reflect your game's garbage, your game's whitewashing of history. It has nothing to do with the character being black. Lord, if you just would have said, hey, this is just a fictional model about a myth, what is essentially a myth, I would have had zero problem with it. And I'll tell you this, I would have bought the game full friggin' price. I would have played it on here and probably would have bought it on my Xbox because I love Assassin's Creed. It has nothing to do with the guy being black. You friggin' kidding me? Ubisoft has gone out of its way to sit here and lie and pander and spout nonsense for years. They did the right thing in the beginning. They were a great developer in the beginning and they made great games. I have an obnoxious amount of hours in Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege. But that does not negate the fact that they have taken all of their passionate development and turned it into social politics and gaming. And I don't mean the good kind of gaming. I mean gaming, the politics, the social side, your hearts, minds, and emotions. They don't do anything for the sake of making a good product anymore. They just want to preach the message. There's nothing here that they create anymore that has any value to the gaming industry. They created a base model game that its only draw with Shadows is the fact that you can play as two characters. We finally, after 15 years of asking, got an Assassin's Creed in a Japanese setting, albeit you pissed on the history of it. And then furthermore, the only thing that you have truthfully to draw somebody to this game is the fact that you made a gorgeous environment, and they did. The map is beautiful. But here's where I get really hotted up. Here's an email that was passed around to the Ubisoft employees. This drives me up a friggin' wall because Tom Henderson is a spineless individual. This came out today, actually. Understandably, employees are now nervous. In a follow-up email, Marie-Sophie DuWalbert, the chief studios and portfolio officer, said, quote, "Hello, everyone. I wanted to share immediately with all of you in Montreal, Quebec, Sherbrooke, all these different Ubisoft branches. After Eve's email regarding the new business unit that's being created, first and foremost, I want to emphasize that the agreement we announced is a powerful enabler and an exciting opportunity for Ubisoft. It will help us accelerate our evolution and improve how we make games with greater focus and agility. Tencent's investment is a strong testament to their trust in our ability to grow Assassin's Creed, Far Cry, and Rainbow Six." No, it isn't. My God, the fact that they are blatantly lying to their employees tells you everything. Anyways, this is a direct result of the incredible work you've done in making these franchises iconic as a lead or major co-dev studio. They didn't make them iconic. The teams that came 10 years ago and left because of this garbage and made their own studios, those are the people who made these iconic, not the trash heap that's in here now. Carrying on, I also want to be clear, if you're not currently working on these brands, it doesn't mean your work matters any less. This agreement will benefit all of Ubisoft, giving us the means to spark more innovation and creativity across the board. This marks the beginning of a new chapter, and you play a vital role in shaping it. In the coming weeks and months, we will work hard to build the best organization possible for Ubisoft, for our teams, and our players. Of course, this brings some uncertainty and questions. Right now, we may not have all the detailed answers, but we are committed to communicating with you transparently and regularly. Supporting you through this transition is the top priority for your local and global leadership teams. Don't hesitate to reach out to them and stay tuned locally. Usual or dedicated studio times will also be good forums to keep you updated and answer your questions. And here's, I'm gonna go off base and off script here for a little bit. So this was shared by Tom Henderson. You need to understand very, very clearly, Tom Henderson, he is only doing this. He is only releasing this email because, oh my God, did he actually, hold on. Because his internal emails have been leaked, or Ubisoft internal emails have been leaked so many times, and this dude has shilled for it every time. He's the owner of Insider Gaming. This dude is absolutely, unequivocally spineless in the gaming industry. Utterly spineless. I'm surprised he hasn't blocked me on Twitter. This is the most nonsense way. This is the exact reason why nobody trusts gaming journalism, because you have suckled at the teat of nothing more than political prowess in an industry that does not need, want, nor deserve any politicization. And you have sat here and preached to players, people who have spent their money on things that they thought were going to be true to the originals, and said, you are the bigot, you are the racist, you are the reason that games are XYZ, and you should be more tolerant. Shut up. Ubisoft is in the position because it's let people like Tom Henderson go and spout nonsense as their mouthpiece because they get a lot of money for it. And I will shut up entirely if Tom Henderson has the ounce of gumption to prove that he's not getting paid off by them. He still has pinned as his pinned tweet, X Defiant being shut down. Still, it's unbelievable. It's a spineless thing. All he does is spout garbage. And he's sitting here saying, oh, understandably, employees are now nervous. Yeah, they friggin' should be. You do a bad job, you get fired. Congratulations. Welcome to the real world. What are you on about? This is the real world. And gaming journalists like this and Ubisoft's spinelessness is the reason that the gaming industry is in such a god-awful position. This is the crap that hots me up. Why? Because this kind of propaganda is the reason why I have people who rub two brain cells together and they fight for third place just to sit here and comment and say, you don't like it because you're racist. No, I don't like it because it's a terrible game. Somebody made a comment about, you wouldn't say this, I bet you didn't say this about Warhammer when it came out, the game last year, 40K. Yeah, no, I wouldn't. You know why? Because they made a good story and they didn't try to piss all over somebody's legacy and a literal nation and its culture. They actually made fiction. Congratulations. What a concept that is. This is garbage. We have sat here time and time again, and I will not continue to barter and have sympathy for Ubisoft's god-awful decisions. I am sick and tired of worthlessness running a multi-billion dollar industry. This is an industry that needs no politicization, but you people drug it through the glass for miles for no reason. People like Tom Henderson and the shills at IGN who are still preaching this whole, well, they hit 1 million players in 4 hours on Assassin's Creed Shadows. No, they didn't. They hit 1 million interactions, you moron. This is public. It's the only thing that Ubisoft is even remotely public on, because it's the one thing they can't hide from people. You're full of it. So yes, of course Tencent, the biggest name in the industry, has to save their little kid. This is all, no, this is just a big brother, little brother situation. And by the way, Ubisoft, the 800-pound gorilla in the RPG world, the single-player RPG world, it's little brother now. Because they made decisions like this and paid off gaming journalists to say, oh, it's a great game. It's a game that has no depth. You want a real example of what normal people think about Assassin's Creed Shadows? Go watch the video of the Before You Buy from Game Ranks. I mean that. Game Ranks, what's his name? Baldino. Game Ranks, what's his name? It doesn't matter. Jake Baldino, he's the guy who does the voiceovers for Game Ranks, and he does their Before You Buy. And he did an extra video about Assassin's Creed Shadows and why he didn't recommend the game in the first place on his personal channel. He's like, it has no soul. And that's the perfect encapsulation of where Ubisoft is at. And they have sold their soul time and time again, and now they have to make Tencent, a gigantic company, Chinese-controlled company, for those of you that care, buy enough of their worth to try to keep them afloat, to keep pushing out drivel, because it pays for some godforsaken reason. And that's the perfect example. Ubisoft has no soul anymore. Assassin's Creed has no soul. Far Cry lost its soul a long time ago, and Rainbow Six Siege sold it. They sold their soul happily. It's why I stopped playing it. Everything was a cash grab in that nonsense. It's pathetic. And this is where we're at. This is the big overview. They're launching a new subsidiary with Tencent, Ubisoft is. Ubisoft is creating a new company. Focuses on its major franchises, Assassin's Creed, Far Cry, Rainbow Six, and The Division. Great. Tencent is buying 25% of this company for $1.16 billion. Ubisoft still owns 75% of this new company and seems to retain creative control, although there's been no confirmation. The closest thing we've got to that was that email, which was still very hesitant. This was mainly done as a strategic move to survive, grow the company, and compete better with Tencent's massive cash injection. This means Ubisoft is not looking at selling the company as a whole, but instead has partnered with Tencent to stay afloat and support their major franchises. Overall, sounds like a pretty strong change that hopefully with Tencent's budget and better planning should lead to better games in Ubisoft's major IPs. How all this affects the actual development teams is still unknown. Of course it's still unknown, because there's nothing here of substance. They don't have a plan of action. They just have cash, and Tencent has a lot of it to throw around. The only hope for Ubisoft is a Chinese multinational conglomerate. That's where we're at. That is unfreaking believable, and every single bit of this could have been avoided with honesty and integrity. But no, you released Skull and Bones, the quote-unquote first quadruple A game. No, you released the most brain-dead game possible. It didn't have any substance. It was a massive regression from a game that came out in 2014, which is Assassin's Creed Black Flag, what Skull and Bones was based off of. Then you released Outlaws, which again, had no footing, had no soul. And then you did it again with Assassin's Creed Shadows. And you've been doing this for years because you've been implementing your garbage social politics into it with complete dishonesty by buying off reviewers. And this is where you're at. You could have just said, we're going to shut up and make a good game, and it would have sold gangbusters. End of discussion. But this right here, this thing that we're talking about, this is the culmination of of what we've been talking about since I started this podcast. They did this to themselves, and we as individuals have to vote with our dollar, because this is the only way that this kind of thing is going to recede. And no amount of Tom Henderson's or IGN's or Game Informer's or whoever else are going to be able to stop that when the money stops flowing. For the first time in my entire life, and I have literally been in this industry my entire life, for the first time, I'm telling people, don't use your hard-earned money on this drivel. Vote with your dollars. This is what it takes. It's garbage. Complete garbage. Be better. Be a ruffian. Vote with your dollar and be done with it. Let these dumpster fires die out on their own. Let the ship sink, because by God, these captains are going to have to go down with the ships, and they need to. Otherwise, we're never getting this gaming industry back. Ever. Ever. And I'm leaving it at that. I can rant for hours. I am so furious with the state of this industry that Ubisoft has fostered. Ubisoft is a friggin' reason why other gaming influencers, gaming streamers, content creators, journalists, even if you want to call them that, have no credibility, because they have completely inundated this industry. And I'm not going to stand for it. End of discussion. I hope y'all enjoyed it. That's my emotional rant. As always, go check us out, rightsidemedia.org. Shoot us an email, comment, whatever. Doesn't matter. Get in here, interact with us. We want to talk to you. We want to hear what you have to say. Drop down in the comments. Let us know. As always, give us a subscribe, a like. That helps out with the algorithm. That helps out us a ton. Make sure you do that with all the Right Side stuff. We appreciate it a lot. Thank you all. I hope you enjoyed it. I will see you all in the next one. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day.